This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes it can be good to take a minute to try to understand how we got to where we are in this economy. Friday is going to be 10 years since Occupy Wall Street got going. 2 months of occupation of Zuccotti Park in Manhattan and protests against corporate greed and economic inequality. The other day, I talked to David Meyer. He's a professor of sociology and political science at the University of California, Irvine, about whether the Occupy movement did what it set out to do.
Occupy didn't get what most activists who were engaged in it wanted, but that didn't mean it didn't matter. So the business of social change is tough. You never get all you go for, and you usually don't get credit for what you do get. So when we look back at Occupy 10 years later, it makes sense to take stock not of all the things that didn't happen, an egalitarian, just society where everybody has health care and there's no political and economic inequality. Count that a loss, but that doesn't mean that Occupy didn't make a big difference in the political debate, because it did.
And what were they? I'm asking you an impossible question here, but as they started occupying Zuccotti Park, what were they thinking, do you suppose?
Well, I mean, people come to a demonstration and a project with different ambitions. The idea and language of Occupy came from a guy named Lawson, who ran Adbusters magazine. He said, oh, get together, occupy a space, agree on a demand, and then the world will change. And so people came with the idea of, we have to protest against inequality. We have to do something. People wanted all kinds of different things. People came with different priorities. Some were concerned with healthcare. Some were concerned with student debt. Some were concerned with just this feeling of angst.
Do you suppose that the impact the progressive wing of the modern Democratic Party is having here in 2021, do you suppose that happens without Occupy?
Hard to see it. So Bernie had been making the same speech for 35 years before that.
Yeah.
I mean, he updates the stats, which is admirable, but he's got the same story. And suddenly there's an audience ready to listen to it, a larger audience ready to listen to it. And Bernie steps into the breach. And because he did so well in the primaries, he demonstrated the appeal of the sets of policies that he was pushing. Other people, candidates for office, stepped in and, you know, picked up the sheet music and started singing it their own way. So when we look at the campaigns about student debt, the fight for 15, Occupy Homes, all of those things got a big boost from Occupy, even if they didn't start with Occupy.
All right. Well, I don't want to try to make too neat a historical turn then here, but as you look at this moment now, right, which Senator Sanders, as the chair of the Senate Banking Committee, is leading the fight for this $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, which is running into some trouble for a whole lot of reasons. And President Biden is trying to make this moment about the role of government in this economy and what it can do for people. Right? It's the soft part of the infrastructure program. Do you think the memory of this is a weird question? Do you think the memory of Occupy can help carry the day for them?
I can't tell you what's going to carry the day. What Occupy did is it gave them a sense that other people cared about the same thing. It reinforced their passion, and it gave them a strong progressive caucus within the House of Representatives. Occupy affected the people who were involved in it and the people who were watching it. So there's a whole generation of people who stopped by an occupation or slept outside for a week or six because they wanted to do something about political and economic inequality. Is it enough? Today, when we're doing this interview, you know, 10 years after Occupy, I can't tell you the answer to that.
I was going to let you go, but I do have to point out here that inequality in this country is greater now than it's ever been, even after Occupy.
Geez, wouldn't it be great? It makes for a great story when we talk about social movements of the past. When we say Martin Luther King spoke at the demonstration in 1963, and then in 1965, they passed the Voting Rights Act. That's a really great story. It's a short story. You could do it in a sitcom-length TV show or even a documentary. But in real life, these struggles take a very, very, very long time. It takes a long time to change the world.
Dr. David Meyer, he's a professor of sociology and political science at the University of California, Irvine. Dr. Meyer, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.